to speak to the Roman Catholic Bishop of Plymouth, Mark O'Toole, this morning about his call for the government to see sense, as he described it, and start the gradual opening of churches and how he was praying for that outcome. I'm pleased to say that Bishop Mark is with me. And goodness, Bishop Mark, your prayers have been answered. Was that quicker than you expected?
Well, I'm delighted. And many, many, many Catholics and indeed many people of other faiths have been praying hard that the government would see the need that people of faith have, and that we were just looking for a degree of fairness. You know, if it's possible to go into a car showroom and have a look around as a first step, why would it not be possible to open churches, synagogues, mosques as a first step? To enable people of faith to be able to express that way. And we've got the protocols in place. We've been speaking with Public Health England, working closely with them for many weeks now, and we're ready to go. So I'm delighted that the government have seen sense and have responded to this. The felt spiritual need, you know, we have spiritual, emotional, psychological needs, and to be able to go into a church, to sit there quietly, to pray there before Jesus, as we Catholics believe, will give people strength in what is a very pressured time for all people. And it helps people's mental, emotional, psychological health. It also gives them the motivation to be able to be of greater service. Many of our faithful are working in the service industries and supporting the NHS and making a huge contribution, as indeed many others are, volunteering and helping people in need. So I'm delighted today.
Well, you've also, haven't you, you've been thinking about St Boniface, our patron saint here in Devon, whose day we celebrated this week. And how does his story resonate today?
Well, it's very beautiful. We had his celebration on Fridays, because he's a great Englishman and a great son of Devon. But as you know, he's particularly known as the person who brought the gospel to Europe and especially to Germany. He's known as the Apostle of Germany. Mm. We all know the rather lovely story of him cutting the oak tree down. But what's maybe less known is the oak tree represented the pagan god Thor, and people were about to sacrifice a child to the pagan god. So he cut the oak tree down to recognise the dignity of the human person, even in this little boy. He pointed to an evergreen fir tree which was growing nearby in the snow and said, "Look, this is an evergreen. It's a sign of the evergreen life of Jesus Christ." And so the people converted, and not only did they live a Christian life, they lived a more human life. And it's a bit like that today, you know. Like I said earlier, that Christians are making a wonderful contribution, as many other people are. And those important experiences of sacrificial love that we've seen in so many people in these weeks during this terrible pandemic, They're a sign to us of the great love and outpouring that comes from God in his Son, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, onto things that are slightly, well, they're not very nice, are they? Can I ask you a little bit about the protests around the world and here in Devon as well on Black Lives Matter? Has the Pope spoken out about it? And what's your own perspective as well?
Yeah, Pope Francis, as you know, he always speaks out for those who are feeling marginalised or in any way forgotten or left behind in society. He critiques what we call a throwaway culture. So he has spoken, he said, you know, any human being who's treated in this way shouldn't be treated like this. He's also spoken out against the violence that in some quarters, most of the protests have been legitimately an expression of human outrage, and rightly so, against that kind of prejudice against one person. But there have been some elements of violence, and so violence and the oppression of a person is never the answer to solving our problems in society. And so he's asked one of his cardinals to hold a special prayer service in these next few days. He actually has an American background but works very closely with the Pope in Rome, and he's asked him to conduct a service for George Floyd and for all those who suffer any degree of violence or prejudice.
And what about you? How do you feel about it?
Well, I grew up in a very multicultural part of North London, and so my experience has been always to be able to recognise the dignity of other people's cultures and perspectives, and therefore I was very shocked, to be honest with you, to see those scenes, I think, as we all were. And I've been very moved, actually, at, you know, the expression of people kneeling down. You know, it's not just a religious act, it's also an act of immense respect for the human person. And I've been very moved by those scenes, to see people wanting human beings to be respected in their dignity, and to show that, to, the way we show that, to simply kneel down before the other. I think that's very impressive in its own way.
Many thanks. Many thanks so much, Bishop Mark, the Bishop of Plymouth, with us this morning.